I'm like, yeah, because I'm fun.
She's like, oh, is that how we're framing your addiction? It's not fun for all of us.
Party crashers, grab a seat. Big Party and Molly are ready. This is the Big Party Show.
Welcome to the Big Party Show.
It's the after party. All right, numbers in. You want to reach out, shoot us a text, 402-915-0962. Also, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. I did drop some merch. I dropped some merch. Still working on the muscle tees for Peter. But there is merch at bigpartyshow.com. And then, and amongst that, there's also, you got to listen to yesterday's podcast, but there's a, or hit us up on social media. It's the Facebook page. We do have a keyword out there to win Friday Night Rides at Funplex. So there you have it. Funny thing happened. I don't know if it's funny or not, but I was wearing white shorts.
Well, this is going to be funny.
Yeah.
God.
We just had the conversation. We just had the conversation about white pants. Well, I remember I bought those white shorts. They're like Adidas shorts. And I had to find white underwear because Wylene said you'd be able to see through it. Remember that whole deal? Mm-hmm. Anyway, wore them all day. Whatever. I'm sitting out on the patio with her, just hanging out. It's the end of the day. Probably getting pretty close anyway. And I'm getting up, walking away, and she goes, hey, you sat in something. It's brown.
No. No. Thank God you were at home and that it was only your wife who saw.
I don't know what it was, right? I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Thank God. Was it on your butt?
It was on my butt. I don't know what part of the butt, because I didn't look. She just said, oh, go get that Tide stick. But I'm sure going through her head, like anyone else's head, it's going to be the idea of going, did you just poop yourself?
Well, was, you know, it what there? I mean? No, but if it's like up on your, if it's up on your cheek, that's just like you sat in something. But if it's down like in the crack, like you're like, what's going on? Like what?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's when it gets into the like, I don't know zone. Did she Tide stick it for you?
I Tide stick it. I Tide.
She didn't
Tide stick it.
Keep it on. Like the plane just got weird at our house.
Yeah, yeah. So now I gotta be careful where I sit, because I don't know when that happened, but it was just a moment where I'm like, my stomach kind of hurt. You know that feeling of going, what's going through her head?
Might have yourself a pair of stand pants.
What are stand pants again?
Oh well, you're not a woman. So you don't know what stand pants are.
What? Tell me.
Stand pants are pants that are so tight that the only way you know you can pull them off for an evening is if you're going to be standing.
Really?
Standing at a bar, standing at a cocktail
why
party.
Why do you have pants like that? I don't understand.
What do you mean, why? Because it's tight and it looks great.
Your okay.
Your ass looks good. Your legs look awesome. The only problem is that
you can't sit.
Bend.
You can't bend at all. God, are they hard to get on?
Yes, they're impossible to get on.
Why you
and once they're on, girl, you're standing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Every woman has a pair.
I can't tell you. I mean, maybe it's not common. Maybe this isn't a common term. But among my friend circle, like there have been times where, you know, like we're going to meet people at a bar and I'm like, dude, we got to get a high top. I'm wearing stand pants.
Okay.
Like, just letting you know that we won't be, you know, snuggling up and sitting at the bar. Like this is all about standing somewhere.
Okay.
Standing near a table.
So that means I wouldn't sit on anything is what you're trying to refer to.
Yeah. So now you have stand pants and they're not because they're tight and you can't bend. It's because they're white and you don't want to get them
dirty,
messed.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm also wearing white jeans, I feel like I'm wearing stand pants. Cause again, you like run the risk of, you know, just unpleasantness.
Okay. All right.
Haven't worn stand pants in a while.
Those Tide sticks, by the way, are magical.
Yeah, they really are.
When we were in Florida, Wylene, someone gave her a Tide stick at that convention. You know, they have those booths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experienced that before.
You never had a Tide stick before?
No, I don't. Why would I carry
travel
a Tide
with
stick?
One?
I don't even know. I didn't even know anything about it. Put it this way: after that, I bought a 4-pack.
Yeah.
Because I was at, we went out to eat, and I happened to have the Tide stick with us for some reason. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was like, well, never know. And there's sometimes a chance that I will drip. And kid you not, I dripped something right on my pants. I was like, dang it, I got to go around the rest of the night like this. And she goes, use that Tide stick. And I put it on and I used it. I could not believe it, Molly. Welcome to the world.
I think you're the only person, and that includes everyone listening or watching this podcast right now. They're all like, wow.
No,
what a magical life you live that you don't know what a tie. I mean,
it's
my
not
life
a man.
Is like,
it's not a chick. It's not an everybody thing. Guys don't walk around with Tide sticks. I mean, they don't. I mean, what guy's walking around with a Tide stick in his pants?
No, if a guy has that, it's because he's got a wife or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Where he's like, you have it in your purse? You're like, of course. I have it in my purse. Who knows what's going to happen?
I've just never used a Tide stick before.
They're pretty magical. There's not a whole lot that they can't, I mean, at least give you a holdover till you can get like OxyClean on it or something.
OxyClean. There's another one. I haven't used OxyClean in so long. I think the last time I used OxyClean, they were saying it's a space age polymer type stuff.
I mean, it's something magical. It's definitely not anything found in nature. I mean, that is made in a lab somewhere.
Does it work that well? Okay, because it's been years and years and years since I've used anything like OxyClean. And I think I maybe even bought it on an infomercial. Are you just going to drink the hell out of that thing? What's in there?
I'm using my new straw.
Yeah, you are. You're nonstop sucking over there.
Uh-huh. Look,
suck, suck, suck. Suck, suck, suck. Are those a metal straw?
I got metal straws.
Oh, good luck with that one. You ever hear that news story?
What?
Yeah. You should have first of all, you should put a rubber lip on that thing.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like those? Okay.
No.
Well, a lady was walking through her kitchen. Mm. And anyway, she had fallen and she was carrying her cup like you with that. Mm-hmm. And then the husband was like, honey, you okay? And he heard her breathing heavy. Anyway, she had fallen and that metal straw went right into her neck. Ooh. Yeah.
Don't give Peter any ideas.
I'm telling you. I mean, that's
He's
why.
He's like, oh, honey, are you carrying your drink?
I don't like him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, it could happen. It's like running with scissors. You're drinking the hell out of that thing. People, if you want to see Molly do some stuff and drink some straw action, she's doing it.
I'm drinking my skinny iced chai latte.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get it?
I made it at home.
Okay. All right.
So they came out with this new thing. Actually, Wyleen might like this. Khalifa or whatever that brand is of like almond milk. You've seen it. It's in those weird shaped bottles that are in the refrigerator. They've come out with barista oat milk. So the thing with almond milk, oat milk, any of that kind of stuff, it's rather thin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
It's almost like drinking like 2% milk or what have you. So when you make drinks like lattes and stuff like that at home, never really gets that froth. It never really gets that heft.
Uh-huh.
So now they've put out this line of barista oat milk that is like thicker. It's almost like half and half. And it froths. Like if you shake it up or you use a frother, you will get foam. And it is a game changer.
What is it?
I've been making drinks at home all the time now. Because before I would make them, but I was like, you know what? It never tasted as good as when you buy it at Starbucks or Scooters or wherever. There was always that something missing. And I didn't realize that they necessarily used a different kind of
milk,
like almond milk. I mean, they don't sell this in almond. They only sell it in oat.
Okay.
but it's so good. It makes all the difference in the world in these drinks. Now, and I think I have a frother, but I haven't pulled it out yet.
What is a frother? How does that work? Is that thing that's on a stick and you push the button and it spins and, uh-huh. and stuff? That's a frother right there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny that we're talking about this because I had a couple, it's been about a month since I had a latte, but I was in, you know, Florida for that week.
Yeah.
Every day I'd go get a latte and I love mm-hmm. lattes. I love them so yeah. much. I just can't get the whole milk. It always has to be, you know. And I'm like, as I'm paying for it and leaving, I'm like, I wonder how easy it is to make that at home. And then I used Smarty Pants and it kind of told me how you can do it, but it's going to mm-hmm. be easier if you have a latte machine or whatever that thing is called, an espresso machine.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not really going to be the same because of the frothing. And because I want to make those. I love lattes yeah. like none other. Plain.
They have little, and sometimes I've even seen them where they sell them at like Walmart or wherever, like sometimes okay. at Target, I've seen it even like in their little dollar, whatever. I mean, who knows how well they work, but I have one somewhere.
Really?
I just need to find it. Yeah. I had like a stovetop espresso steamer. So like if I do want to make espresso, I've got it. That I can do it on the stovetop. It percolates or whatever.
Okay.
And then...
I love coffee drinks. I don't get yes. them because they're so expensive and they probably could be kind of unhealthy for you as well. I'm not a health nut, but I just know that whenever I drink a latte, I just love it. I don't like any sugary stuff in there. I just love plain, it. Just plain. So that's a chai.
Mm-hmm. So this is, instead of espresso, you're putting chai. And it's the same thing. Like you put milk in and then you froth it and you top it with foam.
Okay.
I haven't been topping it with foam because like I said, I haven't pulled apart the kitchen to find that one piece of whatever.
Oh.
But I was so excited because I will now make lattes at home. I make my coffee so strong, it's basically espresso.
So do I.
For me, I could use regular coffee and it'll sub, it'll be fine.
Because that's what it did say. It said you, because I took a picture of my coffee maker and it has the beans on top. Mm-hmm. I never realized it had a strength
yes.
on it. And that's what it said. It said, turn it all the way up. I'm like, yep. how? And I see a button and it says stronger. And I was like, oh, push. Because those are pretty strong.
Yeah, mine is on the strongest setting. So I get like really, I mean, it's pitch black.
Okay.
And so... For me, I was like, I would love to be able to make lattes at home. And then they came out with this milk and I'm like, finally the milk that you can use. Cause I was like, if you put that almond milk in there, it's just not gonna so work. Thin. It's yeah. not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. None of that.
So
really
they must
the
be
same.
Using this at coffee shops and we just didn't know. They must get their own level of almond and
yeah, because you couldn't they couldn't
whatever.
Get the froth out of it
yeah,
either.
No, there's no way. Yeah. Before I was like, there's no froth in this.
You know what? It's funny that you mentioned searching through your kitchen. I went crazy yep. and I had to say this to myself a couple times. I'm like, I must be crazy. I think I'm crazy because I was trying to find something and I could not find it. I can't remember what it was. So I opened up the, and then I was also storing stuff away after the 4th of July. Okay. And so, cause I had crock pots out and I saved those. So basically there's plants and stuff on this area underneath it is where the crock pots go. So I can hide them away.
Okay.
I have to move all that crap, lift it up, put it in there. And every time, also I have a counter space on the Cuddle Cove underneath is where we store stuff as well. That was just full of stuff. Just mm-hmm. throw it in there. I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of this. I'm going to figure out how to empty that thing out, keep the stuff that I need so I don't have to keep moving crap around. So I go into the kitchen because I'm looking for something and everyone has a junk drawer.
Mm-hmm.
I open it up and I can't find anything. And I'm like, where? I'm sick of this. So now, now I open that drawer and I took everything out. And put everything in other places where they belong. That's the first thing I did. And I was like, well, this is nice and clean. And I have a utensil drawer that's pretty mm-hmm. thick, right? I never knew what was underneath it, but underneath it was like these containers that you're supposed to put them individually. But for years, we've just been tossing it in there. So it got to the point where it's hard to shut. And you can never find anything.
Yeah.
I did that next. And Wylene was like, when she got home, I said, look what I did. But I also did pans, the pan entry. I did underneath that stove, that warmer thing. Mm-hmm. We also have other places. So I kept going. I'm like, all right, well, that's all done. And then I finish up the Cuddle Cove. And then the next day, I'm like, I have so many spices. I can never find out what spices and where they're at. And why do I have these spices? Like mustard seed and all this other stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to take all these spices out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put the ones I don't use in the back so I don't have to keep digging around. And I'm going to move some stuff. So I did that. Then I did the other pantry. And then I did another thing. And then I did the baking thing. The whole time, Molly, I'm like,
dealer.
I'm going crazy. What am I doing this for? I'm like, but it's so freeing when you do that. Next thing was the fridge. I'm like, I'm going to get rid of everything in the fridge that we don't use. The fridge is just packed full of stuff, it seems like, because we just, you know, you just put stuff back in there. I did that, and now it looks like I don't go shopping. I had so many things that was in the fridge and also in that pantry, canned goods, stuff like that, that had been expired since like 2020. And for some reason, I would hold on to it thinking I was going to use it. But that can't be good. I mean, Best Buy date. No, yeah, I get it.
That's a little bit too far out.
That is correct. So I just dumped everything. And oh my God, now everything is just completely clean. You need to do that and find your frother. Just take everything out of that drawer or wherever the heck it is and redo it. I was throwing away knives. I'm like, I don't need knives. I have these knives I never use. They're dull. They suck. So I threw away knives. I was throwing away like a waffle maker. I'm like, this thing is dangerous. It gets too hot. And so it just sits in a place. So I threw that away. Who's my Coke dealer?
I know. Who is this guy's like, throw my name out there.
Yeah.
Give me some business. People are always looking to organize. There's an easy way. It's called cocaine.
Oh my God. People that don't do cocaine. But yeah, it was just one of those things. You know, when you get in a mood, you're just in a mood to clean.
Yeah.
And that's where you're at. That's where your head's at. And you just clean. That's where I was with that. And now I'm like into, well, maybe I need to, because by the way, I threw away a bunch of stuff in the fridge, that condiments and stuff that has been way overdue, thrown away because they're so old.
Yeah.
You know, do you have that stuff in your, like, stuff like
we
that?
We just got a new fridge, so that was the natural purge of everything.
I mean,
nothing went in unless it was meant to be back there. So that was good. I try to do the pantry.
Yeah, that's like, hard to do. Because,
you know, every couple months or whatever.
I have one here and one there on each side of the sink. And it's
you have two pantries.
Yeah, they're the corner ones. But it's just the cabinets. It's the cabinets. Uh-huh. It's the corner cabinets. So I don't like them because of the fact that everything hides. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and it kind of sucks. So then I just rearrange everything. And like, I have tons of cake boxes and I'm making you a cake when you're in town. I'll make you a cake because I need to get rid of these cake boxes.
I like cake.
Yeah, you do. Cake's good. But anyway, that was my crazy moment. So yeah, you need to find that frother.
Yeah, I'd like to. There's a part of me that's like, I'm 50-50 as to whether it still exists or if I had already put it out like to Goodwill or something, thinking to myself, I'll never do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That or I never had one and I thought I did, but I thought I got it. There used to be this coffee company that is like local to Chicago.
Okay.
You would collect barcodes and you'd like mail them in and they had a catalog and you would mail it in and they would send you stuff. So like the craft that I use, there was a couple other things that I had gotten from drinking so much coffee. You know, it was like little sweepstakes.
Yeah.
So you'd collect them. And then once you got so many, you would mail them in and they'd mail you your thingamabob.
God, they don't do that anymore.
No, they don't, which sucks because I loved it. It was really fun. Like, it was just like a goofy little thing to do. And then I got all this free coffee stuff, which was kind of nice. And I believe I ordered a frother. So that's why I'm saying, like, I never bought a frother. Like, I got it for drinking dangerous amounts of coffee.
Okay. So you deserve it, actually.
Right?
I bet you have it somewhere.
So I must have it somewhere still.
That's kind of like, do you have an electric knife?
No.
I do.
I hate those.
I don't know. Put it this way, that's one of the things I'll just take up space again. I have electric knife.
Did you get rid of it?
For once a year, twice a year, maybe I would use it. But I don't, I've used it maybe 3 times because I forget about it, but it's still there and it just takes up space.
Yeah.
But a frother is what I'd really like, I think. But I got so many gadgets. I need to purge those things as well. Like I have an extra blender I've used once.
Why do you have more than one blender?
Because when with the Sweet Wileen's gluten-free, dairy-free bread, that stuff, I was getting so many orders at one time that I had to double up because people like to order up during the holidays because they want to be able to eat bread during whatever Thanksgiving and stuff
what
like
that.
What
do you use the blender for bread, though?
For the dough.
In a blender?
Not a blender. I'm sorry. A Cuisinart thing. What do you call those things? Mixer. Stand mixer.
Okay.
Yeah, not a blender.
I don't know how you.
I need a blender. I don't
have
a blender.
Seems like a terrible way to mix bread. You're like, like this bread is really tough.
Yeah, and I have a juicer. I dug out a juicer when I was going through the stuff. I have a juicer I've had. But the thing is
I remember when you got the juicer.
The cleanup sucks. So it's like, this isn't fun. I'll just go buy juice at this point. So now I have that. And so I had a friend over who sells everything. Okay. I don't want to go into detail on what he sells, but he sells stuff on eBay and stuff like that. And I throw things away. And after having a conversation with him about that, I'm like, good God. I mean, this guy will buy something, get something and make $10, $15 on it. In my head, I'm like, I'll just throw it in the garbage when I can just sell it. I mean, it's amazing at the end of the year how much he made just by not throwing stuff away or giving it to Goodwill. So that's now I'm like, looking around, I'm like, I could sell this. I'll just sell this. I'm crazy. Cocaine.
She's like, we're sleeping on that bed. You're like, you know how much we can get on eBay for this thing? She's like, would it be enough to put towards a new bed? Because this is the one we use.
Yeah.
I want to do Poshmark, but I don't know how.
Poshmark? I can show you.
I've got
I know
bunch
it.
Of, so, you
do
know,
it.
What, pardon?
Do it. I have a Poshmark account because I set it up and I forgot for Wileen's clothes because Wileen's short. She's shorter and she's petite and those clothes are always hard to find for people. They don't have a large selection in a lot of stores. So I set it up years ago. And then when I was going to try to sell some of her clothes that I'd given away because they're all good clothes. It's, you know, it's just a lot. I reminded myself that I had an account and it's easy. So I went on it and there are actually people, cause I have stuff on there. I had people actually reach out going, I'm interested in that. Do you still have it? And I was like 2 years ago. I'm like, yes. So Poshmark is pretty sweet. But what you kind of want to do is you want to, the only problem with clothes is that there's a return, you know what I mean? Cause some clothes don't fit like other clothes and you're buying clothes without trying them out. And that's where the hassle is because they're like, all right, they buy it from you, you send it out to them, and then they don't like it, and they send it back, and then they refund them. You know, that's the old thing that sucks about it. You can't just go buy it and keep it. That's yours, I don't think. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it's pretty a slick Poshmark thing. Just go on the app and
I just get so intimidated by photographing. Isn't that stupid?
Yes.
That's the thing that stands in the way.
Same here. That's the same thing because
I'm
you want
to. I don't have a wall to photograph it again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You almost need a backdrop of some sort that you can hang it on because you're going to want to take photos of the item. And then you're also going to want to take photos of the labels.
Yes.
I just found like there was too many photos. And then you need a description. But now with ChatGPT and AI, I bet you can.
Probably do it.
Nailed it out either because that was my biggest thing because here I'm trying to push out women's clothes and I don't know anything about women's clothes.
Yeah. Right.
I'm drinking, having a cocktail, by the way. People, have a cocktail with us. We've been working out in the pool.
Working out? Doing water aerobics?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What is it, like Cocoon over at your house?
It is by the end.
3 o'clock in the afternoon and doing water aerobics? Wileen!
No, it's better than the gym. I mean, I'm like, we have a pool. We have workout equipment for pool for water resistance that we got before we got the pool. And then, you know, she's like, well, I want to work out downstairs. I'm like, I'll work out with you. I mean, I'll do that. I don't care. But then I was like, well, why don't we just work out in the pool? It sounds like more fun than sitting down there and lifting weights down here in the basement and jumping on a treadmill. You can do the same thing in the water, but it's like you're swimming. So I did it the first time a couple days ago. I'm like, God, this is tiring, actually. And then the second time we did it, which is the next day, I'm like, God, I'm kind of stiff. Because you're going to use muscles that you don't use normally when you work out. Completely different. I've known people that have went swimming and lost tons of weight and got fit faster than they did working out in a gym.
Yeah.
So I like to take a little cocktail with me to put on the side of the pool.
While you exercise? I like to drink at the gym. What? Yeah.
And Wylene says to me, this is after day two, and I'm sore, by the way. I'm getting sore from doing it, and I'm sleeping better, and so is she. And Wylene actually says, only you would bring booze to a workout session.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Because I'm fun.
She's like, oh, is that how we're framing your addiction? It's not fun for all of us. Some of us don't want to watch shows twice because you fell asleep.
Oh, slow it down, woman. Anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'm working out. I work out. Right, we got to get to No Dumb Questions. We haven't done one yet. We have a couple of them. All right. What's your key to happiness is the first one. I would say lower your expectations. That's the key.
I thought you were
going to
say drinking at work while working out. You said it was fun.
It is fun. Yeah. That's not my key to happiness. Lower your expectations. I have high expectations. So, you know, to say that, I just try to make it a memorable thing in my head to lower it a little bit. And then I, you know, release that stuff. You don't have something? You're just looking at me.
No, I do. I'm just saying, I just can't believe that yours is lowering your expectations. It seems kind of sad.
No, it's not sad. That's the key to happiness. If you sit there and get your expectations so high and you can't reach it, then you're not going to be happy. You're going to be chasing something that you can't chase. So I'm just saying lower some of your expectations, not something sad, you know?
Okay.
I mean,
I think the key to happiness is laughter. I really do think so. Being just able to really laugh, to be around other people that you can laugh with. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, that it's all holly jolly all the time, but it is important to be able to, like, there's so much energy that is lifted.
Wasted. Yeah.
But like when you laugh, it just like lifts that cloud. It takes those moments that are just sometimes so hard and just infuses it with like a little bit of I can survive this. I can live through this. I just think about like friends, you know, and just having, or my kids are getting to be old enough that like we're joking around.
They make you
and
laugh. It's like, that's good.
We laugh, you know, I mean, we have a good time.
Yeah. Wylene and I laugh all the time.
You guys have lots of fun together.
We do. And I always say this, like during this podcast, granted it's about 30, 35 minutes of what we do that. And this is a sad thing to say, but it's true that you and I probably laugh more in 30 minutes than some people do all day.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's true. Maybe even some people all week, for sure. So I hope that maybe people are laughing, listening to this podcast.
Yeah. I hope this podcast makes you happy. I hope it makes you laugh. I mean, yeah. There's enough stuff to like, we all are plodding along, doing our thing.
I couldn't imagine not being happy. That's what I was saying to someone the other day. I was like, there's nothing worse than a non-morning person. And I get it. Everybody's the same way. And I've known people before that, you know, when they get up in the morning, they're like, I don't want to have a conversation until like 2 hours after. So don't talk to me. It's like, ugh, to be you must be miserable. Because I like waking up. I'm not a sleeper in guy, and I'm not grumpy in the morning. It's like one thing people got to realize is that, I mean, the alternative to not waking is to waking up is not waking up. So you should be happy you get up every day and you get to see this and that, that and this, you know. I don't know. I'm a different person though, because I'm not down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much happy all the time. Sure, I get sad about stuff and I worry about some things, but not to the point of bringing 100%, you know, sadness. So I don't know. The thought that we laugh a lot during this podcast versus someone who maybe might not laugh. And I get it why you're not laughing. Maybe you're not having a good time. Maybe things suck. Maybe your expectations are too high.
Lower them. Happiness. I didn't let you down. You just didn't lower.
Exactly. You know, that could be it all by itself. All right. One more real quick from Sindro. It says, is it pecan or pecan?
Oh, that's like a tough
pecan
one.
Pie. Pecan pie.
I think it's regional.
What do you say, pecan? I say pecan.
I say pecan.
I say pecan too.
Yeah.
Pecan or pecan. Pecan. Pecan or pecan? Pecan doesn't even sound right.
Pecan pie.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it used like that. I say pecan, but again, like, I think there, I could see, now I want to Google it. Just because I'm curious, like, I know how I say it. I mean, I've answered the question, but I just want to see, is it pecan or pecan?
Yeah, Google that.
But I thought it was,
It's like tomato, tomato. Pecan or pecan.
Okay. What's the right way to pronounce pecan?
Pecan. It's P-U.
Do you say pecan or pecan? And yeah. She said pecan or pecan. And according to the American Pecan Council, yes, that's a thing, conducted a survey of more than 360,000 people to find out the most popular way to describe the nut question.
What is it?
And they say across 15 pecan-growing states, from California to the Carolinas, growers and shellers themselves say it differently. So it's kind of one of those things. According to the survey, more than 60% of people say pecan.
Yeah.
While less than 40% say pecan. So again, even in the places where they grow pecans, I think it's like regional. I think it's like, you know, how you would say it.
Yeah, because
But most people, it says, I mean, according to these numbers, most people say it how we do, pecan.
Okay, yeah, because I pronounce it pecan because P is something you do in the can.
I wish you would have gotten surveyed and said that to them. And they'd be like, sir, you're the 77th person to say that this hour. They're like, does you pee in the can? They're like, don't finish that sentence. I've heard this too many times. They're not paying me enough to pull you people.
Oh, my God. That's funny. It's a classic joke, it says. It just came up. Smarty Pants.
Oh, really?
Smarty Pants is the one who brought it up. I just read it, you know.
Yeah, but it's your smarty pants, so yeah, that's why.
It gets
it's like,
me.
I know he'll love this one.
It believes in me. It believes
I'm in the waters.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. You guys, tune in tomorrow, of course. Thanks for supporting the Big Party Show with myself, Big Party, and Molly. And you can reach out again to us anywhere you can reach out to us. We'll be there for you. All right, have a safe day. We'll see you tomorrow, and do yourself good.